In a game of many twists and turns, where both sides had periods of dominance, St Kieran's held on to qualify for the 2025 Askey Cork County Under 21 Championship Final against Austin Stacks, just about the getting better of a Glenfest side that refused to go away and almost took the game to extra time. Despite having the majority of the ball in the early stages, wayward shooting cost St Kieran's early scores. In contrast, Glenfest were clinical early on, with Dylan Roach and Jamie Minan profiting from quick early ball to the forward line. Roach scoring two great early points, one with the left and one with the right, and Minan converting after making a superb clutch. John Keller added another with his side's fourth shot and goal before St Kieran's finally got on the mark with a Killian Dinehy free. With referee Eamon Moore not allowing much in the way of tackling, Dinehy's accuracy from frees would help St Kieran settle. Kieran Mangan, Carl McGeller getting Keane Downey also featured strongly, as St Kieran scored 5 points in a row to lead by one at half time on a score of 7-6. The long ball into the Glenfest forwards that had worked so well early was now not sticking, and St Kieran's were also dominating midfield. The divisional side started the second half as the end of the first. Points from Downey and Mangan, plus a 2-pointer from Dinehy, were followed by a fist to go from Morris Lane after a good run from Ryan Dinehy. With Roach now having received a black card and no score for 30 minutes, Glenfest looked in serious bother. As shown against South Kerry the previous week, they wouldn't be giving up easy. Keller's effort from a free was fisted to the net by Caelum Cronin. Luke Crowley followed up with a superb 2-pointer. Good tackling created a chance for James Kelly to set up Cronin for a second goal. He made no mistake, and Glenfest were back in with a chance. A Sean Gearan point followed, as Glenfest had remarkably dominated the period while down a man. With St Kieran's needing a response, a good midfielder Dinehy delivered again. Taking a pass from McGilligan, he blasted the net, putting St Kieran's back in control. Once again, Glenfest responded, with Darrow O'Connor setting Keller up for a third goal. A keen Lynch 2-pointer followed. Glenfest were then awarded a penalty in injury time. Roach firing low to the net to drop the deficit to 2. St Kieran's won the resulting crucial kick-out. A close-in Dinehy free pushed the lead to 3 again. With one more attack, Glenfest's chances of a goal was blocked by St Kieran's mass defence. Helped by an outstanding performance from man of the match Dinehy, who finished with 110, St Kieran's now face defending champions Austin Stacks in the final. They will have to get off to a quicker start that night. They have the ability to do this though, with 2-22 a big score to get after such a poor start. For Glenfest, a brilliant effort across the three games comes up agonisingly short. Despite the pain of defeat on the evening, they can look back with pride on their efforts and hope is high for the future. Thanks for listening. Good luck.